Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're around this neck of the woods, the Oasis Bar here in the White Sands Hotel, just below our studio here, is a brilliant bar. Really is. There's always people in it. It's always packed. And great food as well. Great atmosphere. So swing by the White Sands Hotel and pop in to the Oasis Bar just below our studio here. And in fact, over the last while, a number of people have actually popped into the hotel to say hello to us, which is very kind. We really do appreciate it. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of OM? It's this message. You should highlight how begging is destroying businesses and tourism in the city centre. I'm a restaurant manager in the city centre, and our premises has outdoor seating since COVID, which our customers love. But anyone who sits out there has their dining experience ruined by beggars tormenting them. They won't leave them alone until they give them money. I've asked the police to sort it, but they won't. I've had so many customers complain that they feel intimidated sitting outside. It's affecting our business, so why isn't this being taken seriously? It's the same 20 people doing it, and they are all Irish before anyone says I'm being a racist. And that's from a guy called Carlos, who got in contact with us yesterday. Really pissed off. He rang our WhatsApp number after our show yesterday, wanting to get on live on the show yesterday. He was so pissed off yesterday. Yeah. But he put pen to paper, and that was his message. He's really annoyed about beggars annoying people.
Oh, he's right. Well, I'm going to tell you a story in a moment, but I want to hear your opinion first, Adrian. You always ask mine. What's your opinion?
I don't see
it.
Oh,
here we go. Here we go.
What?
Everybody was taking bets today on what way
you wanted my opinion.
Yeah, here we go. Each to their own, live and let live.
No, that's not what I was going to say. People are really down on their luck if they're out begging.
Yep.
Begging isn't an easy choice to make.
That's not necessarily true, by the way.
Begging isn't an easy choice to make. Would you ever imagine yourself begging? No.
Just tell me what you think of it. Okay, so his business is ruined, and
here's
what Adrian's going to say. It's a pity about him. There's people that are worse off. Is that what you're going to say?
No.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
But there are people who are worse off.
Surprise me.
No, look.
Surprise me.
They're both for the grace of God and all that.
Would you stop running out the same lines?
If you are begging, you're begging because you're really down in your luck, because you're struggling to make ends meet.
Or you're trying to feed your habit.
Perhaps. Mm. Perhaps that may be the case. It's not always the case, but it can be the case.
Yep.
The point I'm trying to make is that, I read one message earlier on. Begging should be banned from the streets of Dublin.
Well, I agree. I think they should be moved on. And I'll give you a little story. Last weekend, just myself and my wife were in the city centre with my son, and he wanted to go for food. And we were in Temple Bar, and we said, okay, we'll bring him to the Thunder Road Cafe. Now, for those of you who've been to the Thunder Road Cafe, you will know that, like most cafes and restaurants in the city centre, they have an outdoor seating part as well. Mm-hmm. And there's outdoor tables, and there's a perspex onto the street then. And I said, it's a nice old day, let's sit outside. Because very rare you get to sit outside in Ireland. And got a table, went to sit down outside, and as soon as I sat down, all I could see was beggars coming up, leaning over the perspex. Have any change? Spares a few coppers.
Patronising prick.
No, I'm telling you, that's exactly what happened. To the tables that were beside us. And I said, oh, here. They were literally leaning over the perspex glass, nearly into the dinner that the people were eating. I says, here, I want to enjoy my dinner. Let's go inside.
Okay, exaggerator.
No, that's not exaggerating.
But they were spitting on people's dinners.
No, I didn't use the word spit. What are you talking about?
They were leaning over and dribbling on their dinners.
That's exactly what they were doing. I said, I want to enjoy my dinner in peace. I can understand exactly where Carlos is coming from. He has a business to protect, and if his customers are complaining that there's someone, give us some of your change, give us some of your change when you're trying to enjoy your dinner, I'm sorry, no. Customers have to come first, and something needs to be done. They shouldn't be allowed. Now, it's not aggressive. In fairness, the day I was in Temple Bar, they're not aggressively begging.
No.
But there was one particular fella.
And if you don't give them anything, they move on.
That's not actually true. There was one particular fella. There was a couple having a bit of food outside another cafe up further. And fella came up to me going, "Who's that? Spare change, spare change." I mean, who carries spare change?
They all speak like that, do they?
Anyway, and they were like, "No, we don't carry coins or cash with us. We don't have any money. We're just having lunch." And he literally stood there for about 3 or 4 minutes, I'd say. And you could tell the couple's dining experience was ruined. You should be able to have a meal out. Adrian's going to claim now, "Oh, I give to them all. They're lovely people. They're lovely people." You wouldn't sit outside if there was someone there.
I didn't say I give anything to anybody. What I'm trying to argue is, do you want to see beggars literally rounded up off the streets? If you're caught begging, you get arrested.
I don't think they should be allowed half the people that are sitting outside trying to have a bit of food.
Well, where can they go then?
And in fairness, the last time I was sitting outside in a city where this was going on, it was actually in Madrid, I think, or it was Barcelona, one of the other. And I'm telling you, the restaurant owners don't take any shit from people coming up past them, the customers. They literally come out and they go, "Here, move on. Arriba, arriba. Gone."
But the point I'm making is, and he's claiming that it's ruining his business. This happens everywhere, particularly if you're outdoor dining. If you don't want to have a beggar come up to you, well, then don't sit outside.
Ah, okay, yeah, it's
which
our fault.
Which is what you didn't
yeah,
do.
It's our fault.
Which
it's
is
our,
what you didn't
yeah,
do in the end.
It's our fault. Okay, brilliant.
So you would like begging to be illegal on the streets of Dublin, would you?
Would you like it to be? That's the question.
But I'm asking you.
No.
You had the experience last
I'm
week.
I'm asking you. You're the one that has all
no,
the answers.
No, I don't think we should ban begging altogether. No,
you're,
I really don't. No.
You're the one that has all the answers. So what do you...
No, I don't think you should ban begging. No. No, I think people are not entitled to harass people.
But that's what begging
aggressive
is.
Begging, hang
no,
on.
No,
aggressive begging has been made illegal.
Yeah.
That wasn't aggressive begging. There was no aggressiveness. Have you got a few odds?
Yeah, it's nuisance begging. It's absolutely nuisance begging. How are you not getting that? And again, if you were sitting outside having your lovely meal, you wouldn't tolerate it either. So I don't know what you're talking about, Adrian. Obviously, where you dine, there's no begging going on. So it's not an issue for you. So don't listen to anything Adrian has to say on this podcast.
But what's the point of having a conversation if you're just going to shoot down my opinion?
Because it's not...
I'm basically saying that yeah. God love anybody who's out begging. That's really
no,
what I'm
no,
saying.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, God loves them. God loves them.
You absolute condescending
no,
prick.
No, I'm not being condescending. God love them.
No, you're not. You're being there, condescending.
There before the grace of God go I. Yeah.
So why would you have an issue with begging them?
No, because when I'm paying for a meal, I want the meal uninterrupted. Thanks very much.
Let's kick off with Keith.
Yeah, you have a lot of people outside shops begging. I used to walk the underbins years ago, and between Monday and Wednesday, you'd see the real people on the streets begging, and then from a Thursday to a Sunday, you'd see the con artists coming out and covering the streets and going up. But look, your local fucking crackheads around the area looking for money, I'd rather give them a couple of quid, a few euro or whatever, rather than waking up and seeing them on their fucking landing or something, you know, robbing their house. So what's the big fucking deal? Like, if he doesn't like people coming up asking for money outside his business, don't have outside seating.
That's absolutely ridiculous, Keith.
And again, if you don't want to be subjected to people begging, well then sit inside.
No, that's bollocks.
But you did go inside.
Yeah, but I didn't want to go inside. I was forced to go inside.
But you weren't forced. Nobody forced you. You snobby prick, decided I'm not putting up with this. I can hear you.
Oh, here we go. So we're going to go get into name calling for the... So we're not going to have a civilised debate.
No, but I can actually hear you. One person came along, was begging, and you decided, I'm not having this. And you stormed into the restaurant.
I didn't storm in. I just said, can we have a table inside, actually?
Yeah.
That's all.
Because of one fella begging. One guy.
Leaning over the Perspex glass. Have you any money? Have you any money? Any money for me? Give us a bit of money. Give me... Don't want that when I'm eating the food, sorry.
Jay, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jay?
Good afternoon, Adrian.
Now, Jay, do we need to ban begging from the streets of Dublin?
You'd like to, wouldn't you? I mean, it's not nice, Adrian. I know what you're saying, what harm is it, but if you are sitting there, one person comes up, okay, but if 3, 4, or 5 people are coming up while you're sitting there trying to have a meal or just even trying to have your lunch on your lunch break, it can get annoying. And it is off-putting for businesses, I'm sorry. But the business shouldn't have to change because of somebody's behaviour.
Okay, this whole dining outdoors business, especially in Dublin city centre, is a relatively new thing. It happened during COVID, and it's been continued, it's being encouraged, and that's fine.
If we want to keep it up, it'll bring business to the city. I mean, we need to clean up Dublin city centre, Adrian. How many topics have we had about the state of Dublin city centre? Now, come on. They pay the highest rates in there to the councils. They employ people. It's very hard to get staff to walk in the city centre because of the antisocial behaviour, because of the begging, because of the drug problem we have. I mean, we're trying to attract, and then we give out them when the hotels jack up their prices. Who the frick wants to stay in Dublin, mate? Honestly, most of the decent people have moved out.
Okay, let's talk about begging, though, and whether or not...
But it's all part of it.
Okay, but here, you have begging in every city I've ever been to.
Yeah,
you have
every
begging.
City they're allowed to move them on. Every city they're allowed bloody move them on. The tourist police come in, and they don't have it. I mean, Adrian, in all fairness, they don't really need to beg in this city, do they? Look at the amount of free stuff that's handed out now on a regular basis to them. I mean, you're not exactly making them want to get their stuff together, are you? I mean, you get what? You can get fed anywhere now. There's 6 or 7 different places in Dublin now where they can go and they can get shopping, they can get free food. Okay, they're entitled to their social welfare. They don't pay rent, most of them. So, I mean, they have a lot of disposable income. They get bloody free haircuts on a Friday night outside the GPO. There's a dentist fella there who fixes up their teeth. If I was to go and get dentures, it'd cost me a couple of thousand.
Okay,
I'm sorry for being so cruel and crass. But no, come on. I mean, let's call a spade here. Not all of them are there out of choice.
Yes, I agree. Right? I agree. But hang on. Let's go back to the point about begging. Begging is something you do when you have hit rock bottom. Yep.
That's not true at all.
That's
not
bullshit.
True. Yeah.
It's
well,
not true.
Beggars.
What do you think people do? You think people wake up one morning and think, guess what? I'm going to be a beggar today.
Adrian, there's a fella and he was followed by a secret camera out in, I think it was London, yeah? And it turned out this fella was a multi-millionaire. He lived in £1 million house in London. And he just got a buzz from going out dressing like that. Adrian, take a trip
into
town.
Yes, OK, it may happen the odd time. The average
professional begging.
Hang on, the average beggar on the streets of Dublin is not a professional multi-millionaire beggar.
I'm not saying a multi-millionaire, but there's a lot of professional begging going on as well. Okay, there is. There's a lot of professional begging.
Okay, my question today is...
What are they doing with the money? They get social welfare. They get their £207 a week like everybody else who has a house, who has to try and pay rent, ESB, and food, and look after their kids. What about all these single parents out there?
Okay, my question then is, do we want a complete and utter ban on begging on the streets of Dublin?
Yeah, clean up Dublin. I'm sorry, yeah. If we want to get Dublin back to being the capital city and a place where people are proud to go and want to go, I'm sorry, but yeah, there's too many free services out there. There's too much free stuff out there. They actually don't need the money. And what are these going to do when we do away with cash? Most of that money, and I'm sorry, goes on drinking drugs, Adrian, and we all know it. And if anybody goes on, no, it doesn't. They're looking for a hostel for the night. No, they're not. They get their £207 at the start of the week. What do they do with it?
Okay, so at this moment, begging is legal here in Ireland. You want it to be made illegal.
I'd like to see tougher penalties if they don't move on. I don't think you should be allowed to do it outside businesses. I don't think you should be allowed to hassle people when they're outside having some tea. I'm sorry, but it just brings the phone on.
Hassling people.
My outdoor dining
that's one person.
Is
what about 2, 3, 4 and 5 people?
You give
to one person, he'd tell you, your man over there is an easy touch, go to that restaurant. The next person comes on, he tells his mate, before you know it, you're giving out money online. Yeah.
Okay, so you believe it's time for change, that we need to get tougher on begging in Dublin?
Yeah, too many charities out there. There's no need for begging anymore.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. You can send us a WhatsApp voice note to that number with your opinion. Is it time to ban begging from the streets of Dublin in particular, or Ireland in general? Now, Craig, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Craig?
Not you, my lunch. How are you?
Good, thanks, Craig. You are a former beggar.
I am a former beggar, I done it for nearly around 7 years, up until around 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Okay, so where did you beg and why did you beg?
I beg outside the local bank or maybe the local shopping market, supermarket here in Wicklow Town. And the reason I begged was because I was alcohol dependent and I didn't have enough cash for my fix for the beer.
Okay, so you needed to beg in order to feed your drink habit, basically.
Yeah, I did. I get up really early in the morning in the all weathers with rain, snow, everything, sit outside the bank, could be there for hours just to make at least €20.
So you were at rock bottom, basically. This is the point that I was trying to make.
I've been on the show, promised a few times, but I was at rock bottom, and I had no life at all. You know, I lived in, I had a rented apartment, and but it wasn't the greatest place, and my life was out of control. So I was.
Now, what do you say then to people like Jeremy or Jay, who was on a minute ago, that says that are saying people like you should be cleaned off the streets?
No, hang on a second. Don't answer that question, Craig, because I know the answer. Because what Craig is talking about is completely different to what we're talking about, Adrian. He was not affecting any business. He was parked outside.
He was sitting outside a bank.
He was sitting outside.
That's affecting the business.
Do people sit outside banks now having their dinner? And I'm sure, I'll tell you what Craig's answer is. You're going to ask Craig, does he think people should be moved on if they're begging outside a restaurant? I bet you he'll say yes.
Well, Craig.
I do agree. Jeremy. I would. One thing I'd never done was I would never go up and hassle someone. I would never go outside a restaurant, hassle anyone. I just sat in my one spot. If someone was going past, all I would say was any spare change. If you said no, I'd say have a great day, talk to you soon. That's all I'd done. And even sometimes when someone going past, I might not even ask them because I just didn't feel right. I felt to be kind of, how would you put it? I felt shy myself because I was doing
That's
it.
That's what I was about to say. Was you felt shame actually begging?
Yes, I did. And it got to the stage where I just I can't do this anymore because I had a bad name in the local area. So I wanted to stop it. I didn't want my family, my sons finding out. So I got help. And ended up in my own home and all. So, came out good in the long run.
Okay, that's good. I'm delighted to hear that. And we've heard, like you said, we've heard your story before. So you had hit rock bottom, and that's why you were begging to feed a drink habit. Let me ask you then, do you believe that we should have a ban on begging on the streets?
No.
No.
I agree that some people might be addicts and, they're looking for their fix and stuff like that. But at the same time, we don't know who's an addict and who's homeless. So, no, it shouldn't be stopped. It shouldn't be banned. I think begging should be, not still legal. But maybe it could be a law in certain ways that, a law could come in certain areas that you're not allowed to beg. If that makes sense, around restaurants and stuff like that, that would be a good idea. In general, no, I don't agree with it.
Okay, so sitting outside a car park or sitting outside a bank, you wouldn't have a problem with. Maybe if it comes to hitting on customers in restaurants. And by the way, lads, you make it sound like this is the only country in the world where you can't sit outside a restaurant.
Never.
It happened to me in Barcelona only a couple of years ago, sitting outside having my dinner. Every 5 minutes there was another beggar along.
We're moaning about it. Okay, there's two things here about Craig's story.
You just say no.
You're probably on Twitter giving out about it. The first thing about Craig's story.
I wasn't on Twitter giving out about it.
Was out begging, the money that people were giving him at that stage was literally to feed his drink habit. That's what it was. So they were encouraging his addiction problems that he had, okay? So that was completely futile, giving him the money. Secondly, last week we were talking about safe zones for abortion protesters outside hotels. Why can't we have safe zones outside?
Safe zones? You make it sound like it's unsafe. Did any harm come to you from this fellow begging outside the restaurant? No. None.
Could have, though. He could have pulled a knife on me.
He wasn't going to pull a bloody knife.
So now
people who are begging are pulling knives.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying maybe we should have sort of safe zones where they...
Hang on. The implication of what you're saying is the opposite of safe is unsafe. Were you unsafe by this fella asking for a few odds? No, you weren't. You weren't in any way unsafe.
That's awkward.
All you had to do was say no.
What do you think I did say?
Well, then, there you go. Curtis, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Curtis?
All right, how's it going?
Curtis, should begging be banned from the streets of Dublin?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
All types of begging?
Yeah. They should maybe a lot more stricter on it anyways, because giving money to these homeless people, it doesn't actually solve the problem. It just is a short term. It doesn't actually have a more long-term help. So these guys...
No, like, listening to Craig there a second ago, and he was begging for a number of years to feed his drink habit. All people who were giving him a few bob were doing was buying drink for him, basically.
That's exactly my point. So if people weren't giving him money, it wouldn't encourage him to sit outside that shop in the rain or sell. He'd probably get a job. I find other more productive.
I know, but it can be very, very difficult to walk past somebody who's sitting on a bit of cardboard on the street with a cup begging for money. It can be very difficult to walk past them and just ignore them.
Yeah, but if you really want to help them, then you don't have to give them money. There's other ways you can help these people in a more long-term effect, rather than just the short term, here's money.
Okay, so in answer to the question, and this was brought up by a restaurateur from the city centre, and he's arguing that his business is being affected because of the amount of beggars harassing customers as they dine outdoors. Should that be illegal?
I don't know about legal, but the police should definitely do something about it. If he's called them multiple times and told them and decided to do anything about it, then that should be more of a crime that he's going to lose.
You know, my whole thing is, and I just find it so up your own arse, if somebody comes along, asks for a few odds, all you have to do is say no.
Yeah, but some
and
people
that's
get
it,
very
no.
aggressive towards it, you know what I mean?
I've never had an experience of anyone being aggressive when I've said no. Not once. And I'd love to hear if anybody actually has had an experience of somebody getting aggressive.
Studio, like, do you actually leave the studio? Do you walk through town or anything?
Yeah, regularly, yeah. Regularly.
It's constantly grown. Like, every shop, if you walk through town 5 years ago and you walk through it now, it's completely different. There's beggars on every single corner. Like, I've had fully grown men walk up to my face, in my face, and ask me for €1. Like, it's just...
And then when you say no, they go away.
And sometimes you're saying fucking wankers and all, you know?
So you just keep walking.
Yeah, so in my opinion, we shouldn't have to deal with that. These people should get a job, get a grip of themselves, or the government should try and help them. And like your man says, there's loads of resources for these people to get. There's no excuse. Like, what are these people begging for? Like you said, on average, the average beggar is not a professional beggar, but the average beggar is a crackhead, or like he has some sort of addiction. He's facing with serious problems.
Okay, so you believe that we should
give into that.
You believe we should ban begging from the streets. We should make it illegal for somebody to ask for a few bob with a cup.
Maybe not illegal, but we should set a social standard that we just don't give them money anymore to motivate them to sit back out the next day. Like if you were getting given, say, €80, some of these beggars are getting daily. Like, are you going to choose to get a job then the next day, or are you just going to sit outside the shop again?
Okay, so what you're saying is, rather than make it illegal, people need to stop giving money to beggars. That's what you're saying.
Definitely, yeah. Like, they're never going to get the courage to go out and get a job, or the motivation to actually get a job, or make a better life for themselves if they're just living in this cycle of poverty.
Stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Curtis. Our number is 085-825-2626. Should it be illegal to beg in our streets? Jessica.
I was in town a couple of weeks ago and I witnessed a beggar asking an elderly lady for a bit of change. She told the beggar that she had nothing on her and kept walking, and he actually stood up, followed the lady down the road and was shouting at her and, you know, harassing her basically, and I actually had to intervene myself. My partner actually had to tell him to leave the woman alone. She was petrified. I don't think it should be banned, but I do think that there should be limits on where they can beg and stuff like that. I just think a lot of them prey on elderly people and vulnerable people. A lot of them are chancers as well.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Should begging be made illegal on the streets of Dublin? That's what we're talking about. Neil.
Adrian, that's wrong. During the boom times, I know of people that get in my car were telling me there was lads going into town in their suit, telling their wives they're going to work, and they were begging for the day, going home at 200-300 a day, sometimes over from begging. Now, I'm only telling you what I've been told in the car, but that's the way it was in the boom times. There are people going and begging on the streets, sitting down, putting their coats over their head and just begging. begging. They're making more money to wear during the film time begging. Cheers, lads.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Neil. Leslie, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Leslie. Well, should begging be made illegal?
It didn't happen there in Dublin. It happened in the county that I live in. I was actually in a gastro pub, and my car was parked across the road in the car park. And as I walked across the road, I seen a lady sort of walking towards me, like, a bit aggressively. Well, I got to my car anyway, and I got in, and she knocked on the window, and I went down the window, and she's like, yeah, all right, love. I went, are you okay? And she said, I was out last night. I got gang raped. I got knocked out. My bag, my purse, everything got taken, and I need some money. Have you got any spare change? And I was like, a bit like, thinking, when she started the story, I was like, is she going to ask me to bring her to the cops? Or, like, do you know, I didn't think she'd end up asking me for money. And I opened my purse, and I had a fiver in my purse when I took it out, and I handed it to her. I said, there you go. And she was like, have you got another bit? And I was like, no. And I just, like, afterwards, I found out that she was an addict. And I just thought, like, I walk by people begging, and it's your choice whether you give them something or not. But I don't think it's fair to be approaching people in car parks or when they're eating, or, you know, like, putting people on the spot. If someone wants to throw you a few euro, you know, fair enough, like.
Sorry, by the way, Leslie, and Curtis and everybody listening to this podcast, I just want to fill you in on a little stat here. Adrian, the man beside me here, is literally the only person who thinks it's okay for a beggar to come up to you when you're having a bit of food or a cup of coffee outside. And
I didn't necessarily say it was okay.
You did, so don't back.
No, I didn't say it was okay. It shouldn't be made illegal.
So you can all rewind the podcast if you want to hear what he said. He is making light of these people coming up to you when you're having a cup of coffee outside.
No, I'm not even making light. There are worse things going on in the world than a fella who's desperate for a few bob.
You did make light of
any odds.
You made light of me moving into the inside of the restaurant because I didn't want someone leaning over me, breathing all over me food and hassling me when I'm trying to have my dinner. So Adrian, you're literally on your own with this. Well done. You've actually gone so woke that even the woke don't agree with you anymore.
So how is it woke say that we shouldn't ban begging?
Even the woke people are going, Adrian, Jesus, you're not an air gang anymore. No, that's true. How come nobody's agreeing with you?
Okay, Leslie, the question is, should we make it illegal to beg?
No, I think, like, people sitting on the path or outside supermarkets or whatever, like, having a little cup out or, like, a hat or whatever, and, like, asking people to throw a few euro in, I think leave them out. They're not doing any harm. But I think for people to be approaching you or, like, coming up to you in person or approaching you when you're eating or getting into your car or whatever, I think that can be intimidating. And, you know, even for that lady, like, when I gave her the fiver, have you got another bit? And I was like, no, do you know, like, that's just cheeky.
Okay, so something wasn't enough. The person wanted more and more and more.
Yeah, and the sad story that she fed me beforehand could be very triggering for someone. You know, she told it to somebody else. You know, that sort of way, like, the whole approach to it just wasn't nice. Like, you know, I would have much rather she just came up and said, look, have you got, like, a couple of pounds on you, rather than spinning me this story about being raped and knocked out.
No, that is a bit much. And that would be what I would class as harassment begging. I really do. But, again, I'm asking whether or not begging should be banned, and a lot of people believe it should. I'm arguing that, Jesus, God love them if they're that desperate that they're out begging for a couple of bob, and we want to stop them doing that. I mean, I just can't get my head around the insensitivity and lack of caring for somebody who's begging.
But this comes from Adrian, who has six homeless people living in a spare room in his house. Oh no, the lack of caring. Bring them in.
No, I don't have six.
Bring them in.
I don't think it should be banned, but I think that if some beggars are harassing people outside premises, that the Gardaí should be obliged to move them on.
Okay, so you're not necessarily in favour of making begging illegal, rather the way in which it's done.
Yeah, I don't believe that people should be necessarily approaching people or, you know, just sit on the ground. And if someone wants to give you something, they'll give you something. And if they don't, they don't.
Okay, Curtis, what do you say to that? We just need to maybe restrict the way in which people are begging. And maybe that is stopping people begging outside restaurants and stuff like that.
I just think, like, what has society came upon? Like, I'd bring shame on my family if I was begging outside a shop.
Isn't this the point that I was trying to make, though? That you have to be really down on your luck to be out begging.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, we're encouraging them to do it again the next day. Do you get me? If we really want to help these things, we need to start at the problem. Like, look at the average beggar. Like, they definitely have some sort of addiction or problem. Nobody wants to help that, but they want to help their addiction by just throwing them a couple of... It makes them feel great. Like, every act of kindness is somewhat selfish. They're only giving the money because they say, oh, good thing's going to happen to me now. I'm after giving the beggar a couple of euros. But no,
they're doing it for their own ego.
Majority, yeah. Every good action, like, is done some sort of selfish way. Like, they want to feel good about themselves.
I don't always give to somebody who's begging on the street, but if I do, it's because I genuinely feel sorry for the poor devil sitting there on the street. That's why I would give.
Yeah. I know, but you know, majority of the time, that money is not going on some productive.
I know, I'm aware of that, and I think most people are aware of that, but I still look. I remember seeing one young fella a couple of weeks ago, actually, sitting outside a car park, Drury Street car park in the city, and God love me, looked pitiful. And all he wanted was a few bob, and I gave him a few bob. Not to make myself feel better, because I felt genuinely sorry for the guy.
Yeah, no, same thing happened to me. That Circle K garage, I saw some fella, and he looked like he was on death's door. He looked awful, he did, yeah? And I says, I'll give him some money. Hopefully that will lighten him up. He just walked straight into the shop. No shame whatsoever. Used the money that I gave him to buy himself some vodka and just drank the thing in front of me. Like, didn't even say thanks or anything. I said, this is the attitude that majority of them have. And
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing.
When you are feeling low and you are in this state, and like when you're down and you see so many people begging, we don't have a social standard that you won't be shamed anymore because it's just a normal thing.
Okay, so your point is that we as a society need to stop giving to beggars.
Yeah, and we need to have a frowned upon that. Like, you're putting shame on your name, you're putting shame on your whole family for begging. Like, most of these people have burnt bridges. Minority, and I mean the smallest percentage of these people actually had serious something happen to them. And I'm not suffering with addiction. And we can't make rules for the exemptions, the smallest percentage of the guys. We have to think, overall, majority of them have a serious addiction, whether it's drink, drugs, gambling, something has led them to these decisions. They have multiple options to get their life back together. They choose not to. And we're only helping them, like, by giving them more money.
All right, Curtis, good to talk to you as always. 085-825-2626 is our number. John has been on to us.
Hi, lads. Yeah, I don't see how it is that people go mad when you say make it illegal, like Adrian, for example. Yeah, well, okay, in context, it would round up all the people and put them into a jail, which is not viable in Ireland because the jails or the prison system is just a shambles. So I agree with that point in that regard. But in other countries, if the prison service was working, yeah, it would mean there would be more attention on the problem of homelessness and they could get the help they needed, psychiatric or whatever, through the system, rather than being ignored. Because, okay, homelessness is talked about every day of the week. It's on everybody's lips, yeah? But nobody's doing anything about it. Like, I mean, it's the same conversation for the last God knows how many years, 30, 40 years, no? But the biggest problem in Dublin City are addicts, that be alcohol or drugs. There has to be a mandatory rehabilitation service in Ireland that doesn't have to drag through the courts. A quick, cause a nuisance on the street, in there 1 month, and people that say against it, it's inhumane, that's wrong, you can't just be doing that. You're watching them die, injecting themselves into their ball sack and into their top toe heroin on the street. So, I mean, who is inhumane in that regard? But anyway, that would clean up nearly 60-70% of the problem. You're always going to have beggars, that's true, but it's a bit out of hand in Dublin.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Amy, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Amy?
Hi, I'm good, thanks.
Well, Amy, should we ban begging from the streets?
I don't believe we should be banning begging on the streets. Like I wrote in the comment on Facebook, begging has been a thing that's been done since the beginning of time.
I agree.
It's never going to change. It's never going to change. And I think that the idea of you shouldn't give money to people, you're sort of encouraging their addictions or their habits, they're not going to stop because you don't give them €2 or because you walk by. It's going to happen either way. They'll find other ways to get the money. And the way I see it is I'm lucky enough to have a bit of spare change and I'm going to help someone that I believe is in need. I know not everyone is in need and sometimes there are chances and, you know, people that don't need it as much as others, but I don't know who they are and I'm not going to let that stop me from helping someone that might genuinely need it.
Okay, so does it bother you then that giving to somebody that you might be feeding a drug habit, for example?
No, it doesn't bother me at all. And, you know, I've seen people that I knew kind of growing up that I know are on drugs and I knew that they were looking for money for to feed their habit. And it doesn't bother me at all because I can only imagine how hard their life is, regardless of what they're using that for. Like, being addicted to drugs is not easy and it's not fun and games and they're not skipping down the road after they get the money. Like, it's a tough life. And I think that if I'm lucky enough to have the money, I'll give it and they can use it for whatever they want. You know what I mean?
Well, there you go, Jeremy. There's somebody who actually has a heart. What do you say to somebody who actually has a heart?
Sorry, I have a heart.
You don't. You want rid. I want to eat my dinner in peace.
Well, that's not, you know nothing about my situation.
Do you give to beggars ever?
Well, if you let me tell the story, we were at, we brought my son to a show in the Three Olympia last night, actually a Harry Potter show in the Three Olympia. And when we came out of it, what street is that on?
Dame Street.
Dame Street. As we were walking back up to the car park on Dame Street, there was about four different people begging. And it was actually my son that pointed it out. You know, when you're in town all the time, you become immune to beggars. But my son doesn't go into town. He said, I look at those poor lads begging, can I give them some money? And with that, without hesitation, and it wasn't me, it was my wife. My wife put her hand in her bag and she gave €6 and gave €2 to each of the, with my son that did. And he said, he was asking, what's wrong with them? And she basically said, well, some people fall in hard times and you should never look down your nose on them.
Okay, so you should never look down your nose on them unless you're having your dinner.
No, this was me, by the way. This is my wife that had the issue with it. It was me that had the issue. I wanted to have my dinner in peace. That doesn't make me a bad person.
Okay, so you have a, hang on for one second.
Adrian, if you're right,
so you're trying to argue. You're trying to argue.
If you arrived home
that
this
you have
evening,
empathy towards people who are begging.
If you arrived home,
piss off when I'm having my dinner.
Yeah, if you arrived home this evening and there was a homeless person camped out on your 6 acres of land or whatever you have in that vast.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, if there was someone camped on your 6 acres of land, you'd probably get the bloody Kershaw hose out to them. So don't be making out that your mother tree's a Calcutta here.
I'm not making that out. I'm not making that out.
I'm just saying and Amy, you have to understand that as a paying customer, I don't want to be hassled when I'm having my food.
You weren't. You weren't hassled. Okay. Somebody asked you for a few bob, you said no, and then said, I'm getting out of here.
Because I knew there was a train of them coming.
There wasn't a train. Yeah. Stop exaggerating. Amy, what about that? That we need to ban it at least from outside restaurants? And this is where this conversation comes from in the first place.
I can understand why you might be frustrated if there was a gang of them and if they didn't leave. But I've never.
But that doesn't happen. It doesn't happen, Jeremy.
Down the road for money.
No.
If someone comes up to me and asks for money and I don't have it, I say, listen, I've no change, sorry.
Yep.
And usually that's the end of it.
And,
you know?
And me too. And that happened only the other day. A fella asked me for a few bob and I said, I'm sorry, mate, I haven't a washer in my pocket. That's all I said.
Then I would think to myself, well, geez, I'm very lucky that I can sit here and have a meal.
Absolutely.
I have the money to sit here and have a meal, you know?
Okay, well, is the restaurant manager, Carlos, that brought this topic up, he's lying then, because he said, and I'm going to quote his message again, the beggars are tormenting my customers. They won't leave them alone until they give them money. It's the same 20, that's a train of them, by the way, it's the same 20 people doing it. So there's 20 beggars.
The same 20 were probably on that street before he set up his outdoor dining.
And most likely were.
Guys, if you owned a business in the city centre, you'd feel completely different.
The point she's making is those beggars were there long before the outdoor dining became a thing in Dublin. But secondly, if you don't want to give to a beggar, all you have to do is say, sorry, I haven't a washer in my pocket, and he'll toddle on his way. He's not going to stand looking for money from somebody who has said, I don't have any money.
Okay, so Carlos is lying.
I didn't say Carlos was lying. I'm saying he's making a bit of a mountain out of a molehill here.
Okay.
And Amy agrees with me as well. Don't you, Amy?
Amy, I'm telling you, you sound like a nice person. You're obviously a nicer person than I am.
Mm-hmm.
No, but you are. My wife says I have a heart of stone.
So you do.
Trying
to eat me dinner.
However, Amy, I think if you were out on a girls' night out tonight and you were in, I don't know, the name of bar that has a Pygmalion, you know, PYG, which is a great spot, has loads of lovely tables under the lights. If you were there with 10 of your friends tonight drinking cocktails and there was beggars coming up annoying you, you wouldn't put up with it.
You just say no. Which part of that are you not getting?
Did you say no?
That's all you say.
You shouldn't have to
say
no.
Okay, stay there. Let me go to John. You're on Opinions Matter. John, how are you?
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. What do you want to say on this?
Here's, I'm not going to listen to it there. Asian, look, I gave to beggars and I've been given for a long, long time now, and the fact of the matter is, you don't have to give to them if you don't want to.
That's exactly the point I just made. All you have to do is say no.
Just say no. You shouldn't have to.
Hold on for a minute, Jeremy. Carlos there, right? Now, I know some restaurants do this, and this is not a wind-up, because you're going to laugh at me what I'm about to say. Why doesn't Carlos give them a burger or a sandwich?
Oh, Jesus.
No, seriously.
You're taking the piss. You're actually taking the piss.
No. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with the food that's left over at the end of the shift? Why not just give it out to them instead of putting it in the bin? And say, listen, man, just leave us alone there.
But you know and I know, John, that in a lot of cases, it's not food that they're begging for. They're looking for money.
But here's the thing. If they'll go off there and they'll get that money somewhere else. And I know it's putting the problem on somebody else. But if that was my business, say, listen, lads, just don't be annoyed at customers. I'll sort you out with an old sandwich or something to eat later on. You know, that's covering their something to eat then, Jeremy and Agent. So, look, there's better ways of doing it.
Jesus Christ. Give me patience. Stay quiet for a second before you make a bigger fool out of yourself. Listen to me for a second before you make a fool out of yourself, okay? The beggars going up to Carlos's restaurant, yeah? Aren't hungry. They're not hungry, John. Okay? You know why they're not hungry?
I know what they want.
Because there's a soup run arriving an hour later on O'Connor Street. I've seen it every night. Those people do great work at delivering food and sandwiches. Just shut up for a second. Most restaurants in the city centre will give food to beggars and to homeless people at the end of the night that's left over. But the feeling I'm getting from you is that you believe that if someone goes up to Carlos's restaurant and is annoying the customers, that Carlos should run into the kitchen and order a double quarter pounder burger and a couple of chicken wings and hand them out on a plastic plate to the beggar and say, there you go, Mr. Beggar. Why should he get that for free when I'm after paying 35 quid for the meal? Honestly.
I'm talking about whatever's left at the end of the day, Jeremy. I'm not talking about him going
they
in.
They don't want food at the end of
the day. Even if they do, look, you said it there already, that I think it's a big inconvenience to you. And, you know,
trying to eat me dinner.
Yeah. Just saying,
real fuckery. That's real fuckery, Jeremy.
Absolutely.
No, it's not.
It is fuckery.
You know, if you don't, look, Jeremy, our agents have the same. I said it to you already. Sorry, mate. Don't have a penny there. I'll catch you again.
And that's it. That's all you have to say.
You shouldn't be put in that position.
Because I'm trying to enjoy my posh dinner.
What's the award, sir?
The more I think about how absolutely disgusting you are.
It's amazing. Every time you have backup Asian, you turn on like a viper. John, by the way, I'm glad you don't run a restaurant or a bar because you'd be out of business within...
Let's give all the food...
Nobody's talking about scraps, Jesus.
It's going in the fucking bin anyway.
Jeremy, all you have to say is no. Sorry.
Is that what we're talking about now? You talk about degrading them, John. Give them a few scraps.
Whatever food is left over, and most companies do it.
Yes.
Offie Donuts, the Square Palette. They give to the local people, the local Linda's Hopes and Dreams. Mm. They donate the donuts to them.
Again, John.
And they give them out. Hold on. You asked the question. They give out the food on a Monday. at the back of Talagarda Station. Now, she does a fantastic, it's like a super run as well. She feeds the homeless. The fact of the matter is, Jeremy, what I'm saying to you is this. You can't be just, ban them all. Get them arrested. Is that what you're saying? What do we do?
I didn't say that at all.
What do we do then?
Actually, you know what, Jeremy said earlier on? We need safe zones. Safe zones away from his dinner while he's sitting outside in a restaurant that he can afford to go to, that he didn't have to go begging for the money to get a bite to eat.
Again, John, you're not getting this into your head. They don't want chicken wings.
They still need to eat.
They can eat because there are so many great people, a lot better people than me and a lot better people than you. And certainly, hang on, and a lot better people than Adrian. By the way, you've never done anything for the homeless in the city centre, so...
You know that, do you?
Well, I do know. I do know.
You know that, do you?
Well, obviously, I know it. I've been working with you for 25 years. You've never done a super run or anything like that.
No, I haven't. No,
you haven't. So you enjoy your...
No, because I think lots of people doing them do it for their own ego.
Why, have you, Jeremy?
No,
Jeremy hasn't done it.
I'm not the one going on claiming to be Mother Teresa of Calcutta.
Yeah, but you want them to piss off while you're having your dinner.
No, John, the point John is making is he thinks that these restaurants should be handing out plates of chicken wings and spare ribs, and fillets. And yes, you did.
He didn't.
And when I put it to you, John, that these people do not want food, they want money to feed their habit.
Jeremy, what do we do? Lock them up?
What do you want here?
No, I don't think they should be locked up.
Exactly.
And you said earlier on, introduce safe zones so they can't beg on streets that has outdoor dining, yeah? How would that even be enforced?
Well, it could be, because if someone was hassling customers outside a restaurant...
Jeremy, again, stop exaggerating. The guy asked you... Hang on for one second, John. The guy asked you for a few, Bob. You said no, and then you threw your toys out of the pram. I want to sit inside now.
Okay, you know what? Oh, it's obvious...
It's
obvious that the two of you are ganging up on me, so I don't want to talk to either of you. No, I don't want to talk to either of you anymore. No, you're all right. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
No, he's going to be a child. He's storming out now.
I'm not storming out.
You absolute child.
Oh my Jesus.
What's ridiculous is that you couldn't just say to a beggar, no, not today, sorry, I have no money, instead of throwing your toys out of the pram, I want to go and sit inside now, I'm not putting up with this.
Fucking yuppie, yes.
Absolutely, I agree with you, John. John, good to talk to you as always. Let me squeeze in a couple of messages before we wrap this up with childish brat here beside me. This is Andrea.
I honestly don't know how they would police banning begging. I mean, selling drugs is illegal, which is what's causing most of this begging, and they haven't managed to stop that. It's one big vicious circle. You give them money, they'll go and buy more drugs, which means they'll go begging to look for more. It's one big vicious circle, and honestly, we forget that these people are actually human beings, and some of them, if you speak to them, are very nice and don't want to be in the situation they're in. They just can't see a way out of it. So why let's not try and help these people, or educate them, go and buy them a coffee, go and buy them something to eat, so then they're not left, you know, sitting on the side of the street, even if they are homeless, sitting on the side of the street. I mean, I don't think there's any need for somebody to be homeless in Ireland. They'll put you up in a hostel, they'll put you up in a hotel, they'll pay you your social welfare. I don't think there's any need for anybody to be homeless. Most people are homeless because they choose to be. And, I mean, you heard that other guy in the line. He was an alcoholic, but he did have a roof over his head. So, I mean, the people are choosing this life. But some of them are there because they didn't realise how far they were falling. So I think we need to treat these like human beings.
Okay, thanks very much indeed, Andrea. Trevor thinks I'm gone soft.
How are you, lads? Interesting topic today. Adrian, I have to fucking admit, man. Jesus, your ass must be killing you on that bleeding fence. You're going to play very, very soft in your later years. No offence. But no, sorry man, dealt too many fuckers at bank machines, corners, shops, outside the church. No, fuck that. Make it illegal, get rid of them all. End of story. Good show, lads. Can we hear more?
All right, Trevor, thanks very much indeed. And one final message from David, who thinks John, who was on a moment ago, is being ridiculous.
Hey lads, it's not quite John there. Is he like for real to get the restaurant to just give them a burger or something? Sure, it's not a bloody soup kitchen. You know what I mean? You give one of them a burger, they'll all be around looking for burgers and bleeding chicken wings, and then sure, why don't you give them the new lasagna as well? Like, that's just ridiculous.
All right, thanks very much indeed for all of your messages. Are you just not going to talk anymore now for the rest of this podcast, no?
Huh?
You're not going to talk, no?
There's nothing else to say.
Absolute child of a man. I hope you've enjoyed this latest Opinions Matter podcast, where Jeremy clearly didn't. If you did enjoy this episode, there are nearly 500 more. In fact, next week here on Opinions Matter, we will be celebrating our 500th edition of Opinions Matter. Next Tuesday will be our 500th edition. So there. So there are lots more editions for you to listen to if you enjoyed this one. Please hit subscribe or follow or click on the little bell icon on Spotify. That way you'll be notified when we upload a new episode. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next one.